Obviously you're not. I don't know why I asked. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Come here. Don't try to escape this hug. You're locked in now. This is, make your friend feel better after a shitty breakup package, and the hour-long hug is a part of it. What else is involved? Well, you will find out. But first, actually, I know it was hard for you guys for a while, and it hasn't been easy. You've told me about it many times too. You know, everyone was worried about you guys. And I know it feels like it's the worst thing in the world right now, but I promise, in 5 years, you're gonna look back and not even know why you were so, sad, hurt. It all seems so insignificant, 'cause you have experienced so much more, and you don't even know all the love that's waiting for you out there. I know, it still sucks. You're allowed to feel sad right now. No matter. Even if you know it was the right thing to do, it still sucks that it happened. Losing someone you love is never easy, I know. No, sweetie, no. Was it you? You're not. Listen, I know that I've always given you space, and every time the few times that you came to me for advice or the others, we tried to be like open-minded and, give you guys space, but I mean, we all kind of saw it, You deserve so much better. You do. Even if right now you don't see it, you will. It's not just the big things, but the small things too. You deserve someone who's gonna cherish you and love you for you and not try to change you. And you do change, it'll be because you're growing into a better person and not because someone is forcing you to be something they want you to be, And that's what that was. And I know it sucks right now, I know. But I promise, whenever you come out of this, there's so much love waiting. Not to be cliche with the whole, there's so many fish in the sea, but there are, and as someone who's totally unbiased, completely, I can tell you that you are definitely a catch. How do I know? Well, first of all, I'm your friend, and even though I'm just your friend, I can still see how much of an amazing person you are. Well, you can cook. Like, you're no Gordon Ramsay, but, you know, you're better than me, and honestly, maybe it's just because I'm shit at cooking, so I'm impressed by anything, but, hey, that's good enough for me. And you are an amazing listener. Whenever I've had any problems, you always are so calm and open-minded and helpful and actually listen and empathetic, you know? And you're just nice to everyone. And I know nice is such, like, I don't want to use that word. It's such, like, a, like, mild word, if that makes sense, but I don't know, sometimes, you know, like, when you just meet people or see people, and they just, like, radiate good, like, just goodness, and just, like, yeah, like, I like to think majority of people are good people, you know, like, I like to think that it's very rare that someone is a bad, bad person, you know. I think a lot of times people are just, like, misunderstood, or, like, there's difference in expectations, or they're just hurt, but sometimes you just look at someone and you're like, wow, this is a good person, just, and it seems like such a, and a, like, basic word, but, like, I look at you and I just know at your core you're such a good person, just, there's no other way to describe it. And I think those type of people are really rare, because everyone is a good person to an extent, but I don't know, those type of people that just radiate that energy and they just lift up everyone they meet, even if they're suffering. I think you're just such an inherently good person, and I'm so lucky to have you in my life. Whether that's as a friend, or in any way, I don't care. I just want you in my life always. I do mean it. Just gave you a forehead kiss. Hey, no one is too tough for forehead kisses, okay? Don't make me give you more. I will do it. Oh yeah? Oh yeah? Okay. How about that? You like that? Okay. Yeah, but let's not. You were good enough. Of course you were. How can you say that? Listen, I know I'm your friend and all, but I swear, looking at your situation as unbiased as I can, you really did nothing wrong. And you know, sometimes just doesn't match. And I know you might not want to hear this right now, but honestly, it's for the better, because I don't know, if this is all you've ever known, I can see why you would think you lost, like, the greatest love you'd ever get, but I promise you, that was not the best. There's better out there. I know there's better out there for you. And people who will treat you better, and respect you better, and love you more, and love you truly for who you are, because they will be trying to change you, and they won't. They won't, you know, misunderstand you or treat you like you're replaceable. Trust me, there are people out there. That was not the last person in the world who would find you attractive or would find you cute or amazing or incredible. There, I guarantee that. Well, I know at least one. Well, I'm here right now, so you can connect the dots. Yeah, I do mean it. You're so amazing. And you are really cute. Listen, I know that I've called you ugly like a billion times, cause you do it too. Cause we're just friends and we just roast each other like that, but if we're being serious, you are, like, I would say a solid 8.4 out of 10. Yeah, you should be honored. That's a very high rating on my scale. Well, you know, technically the highest you can get on my scale. I don't know if anyone's ever gotten a 10, but Chris Evans is pretty close, but even he is a 9.9. I don't know why. I never give anyone a 10. Yeah, maybe my scale is broken. Okay, I know I said 8.4, but since you're having a bad day, I guess I can put you at a 10. What do you mean? Of course I can change my rating like that. It's my scale and I choose what to do with it. So if I say you're a 10 out of 10, then there you are and there's nothing you can do about it. Just have to deal with it. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. Actually, I do. Still feel sad, even if you know it's for the best. You can still cry. Did I mean what? No. When I said I found you cute, you're a 10 out of 10. Okay, jokes aside. Did you know that I had the biggest crush on you when we first met? Oh my god. I can't believe I'm telling you this. No, my god, you're totally gonna use this against me when you get better. When you feel better, but I'm telling you this now in this moment of privacy. Okay? You can't. I'm just trying to make you feel better. So I'm sharing the secret, but you cannot use this against me. Oh, I know you will. Why am I even asking? Yes, I had a crush on you when we first met. I mean, have you seen you? How could I not? Like, you were... Well, okay. You were... First, I didn't... I saw you first few times, but we didn't really talk, and, you know, I was just like, oh, he's cute, but, you know, I was kind of used to, if finding people cute, and then I'd talk to them, and they would either just be, like, horrible people, or just really boring, or, like, I don't know. You know, like, we'd start talking, and then it would just not work out, and I'd be like, oh, never mind. So with you, I thought it was gonna be like that, but we start talking, and we hit it off so well. Like, the first day, I remember we talked for like 6 hours straight, and I was like, oh my god, this person is amazing. And then I found out you had a girlfriend, so obviously, you know, I wasn't gonna do anything. But I still thought you were so cool, so I just wanted to be your friend. Just wanted to have you in my life, in whatever way. No, you didn't. You didn't think I was cute when you met me. You had a girlfriend, how? Okay, yeah, you did break up with her, like, 2 weeks after we met, but... No, you guys were already kind of talking about breaking up by then. Well, why didn't you tell me? Oh my god. Okay, well, I guess this is even. But at what cost? Wait, you... Okay, if we're being serious now, did you actually... Did you just think I was cute, or did you, have, like, a crush on me? Yeah. Well, after you broke up with your girlfriend, why didn't you ever, I don't know, make a move? You thought I didn't like you like that? Why? Okay, that's true. I did bro zone you pretty quick when I found out you had a girlfriend. And to be honest, I think I was just overcompensating for how much I liked you. Like, I wanted to hide it, so I just tried extra hard to make it seem like I wasn't interested in you in that way at all. But, yeah, it definitely was. Wait, so were we both into each other at the same time? Oh my god. That's actually pretty funny. Oh my god. I guess the timing just never aligned for us, huh? Well, I'm still glad I was able to be your friend for all these years. Well, how long did you like me for?
Yeah, now I want to know all the details. You can't just, like, throw that bomb on me and not tell me more. Hey, I'm comforting you for your breakup, so you owe me something in return. And that something is, you have to tell me how long you liked me for.
Yeah, like... Because, obviously, you started dating your now ex. I don't know, how many months after was it? Like, there was a good, like, 8 months that you were single. So... How long did you like me for? No, only for like a month. I guess that makes sense. Well, me? Well, I don't know if it's just because we're sharing secrets. I'm probably gonna regret this, but... I mean, you know... It's the only chance, I guess, I've had for the past few years, but... I don't know, I never really stopped. Never really stopped liking you. Yeah, so now you know.
I just thought you'd want some space. It is a kind of weird thing to spring on you, but okay.
Yeah, that means I liked you when I was going on those random dates with other guys, and it also means that I still like you. As in, well, you know I like you, like a friend, but I still like you. As in, I think about kissing you, and it doesn't gross me out. Makes me feel really good, actually. And I think about what it would be like to sit in your lap at parties when there's no more seats left. And what it would be like to go to the movies with you. And when we're walking side by side, except this time I hold your hand. Or what it would be like to surprise you with a hug from the back, and not just one of our friend hugs, but an actual hug where I can feel your entire body. I'm sorry. I know you're going through a lot right now, and I don't want to put everything on you like this. Maybe I should go. I mean, I can stay, but I just don't want to make you. I know you don't feel about me like that. And well, you did say you only liked me for like a month, and then you were dating your ex for quite a while, and you guys just broke up. And I know you're in a really vulnerable place right now, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just dump this on you. What are you talking about? No, you said you liked me for a month, and that was it. And then 8 months later, you were dating. You're saying you liked me the whole time? Listen, you don't have to make me feel better, okay? We've been friends for all these years, and I've been perfectly fine just holding this in and just being friends. It's fine. I'm fine with being friends. I've done it for all these years. I can keep doing it. You don't need to. Well, if you liked me for all those months before you started dating ex, why? I mean, you had like 8 months. Why didn't you say anything or do anything? You thought I didn't like you? Oh, God. Oh, God, what a mess. I don't know if I want to laugh or cry. just friend zoned each other, huh? I wish I knew this back then. I would have done something before you started dating who you just broke up with. Well, we can't do anything now. I mean, you were in a relationship with her for like how many years? And, you know, I know it was serious, so I'm sure the you liking me ship has sailed way before then. What do you mean? Okay, yeah, okay. Listen, you don't need to make me feel better. I'm here to make you feel better. You don't need to. No, because you're saying you still like me. Like, what, you still like me right now? Like, in this moment, right now, today, you... No, you don't. Because you were dating her for over a year. Like, and you were dating her for a long time. And if you liked me before then, and you like me now, you'd... make sense. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I like you right now. You already know that. Yes. You know I would. You know if I could, I would be with you. But I, like, we've been friends for so long, and you just got out of a relationship, and I don't... Well, I don't know what to do then. I'm sorry, I just don't think you like me right now. I think you're just confused, because you got your... You went through a breakup, and don't. I know. You're emotional right now, and I'm trying really hard to understand where you're coming from and not take any of this personally, but and it really doesn't help when you keep saying that, because I know it's not true, and it doesn't help. I know I should be here for you right now, but it doesn't help to hear you say that you like me when I've liked you for all these years, and I know it's not true. I do. I love you so much. I know this is bad because you don't love me. You love me too. Wait. Are you sure? Please, I can't do this if you're not sure. I can't do this if tomorrow you wake up and tell me that this is all a mistake, because it might be a spur of the moment thing for you while you're emotional, but it's been a few years coming for me, and if this is how it ends, then I can't. You loved me for all those years, too. I was supposed to make you feel better. You're not supposed to make my day. It was supposed to be the other way around. Oh, wait. So what now? I listen. I love you. Okay, I love you. I still think we should take it slow, because I don't want to mess this up, and even if, you know, your relationship with your ex wasn't the greatest, I know you still need time to heal, and I don't want to rush into anything if it means that it's gonna ruin what we have, you know. I just want to make sure that we do it right. So, can we do that? Trust me, I don't want to wait either, but I know it's the right thing to do. But no matter how long, you know you'll. And you know I'll always love you. And I'll always be here. We just have to take it slow. Yes, we can still kiss, of course, you idiot. Oh my god. I'm not tearing up. You're talking about stuff. It before our friend zone you again. Okay, you're right, it's a little too late for that now. This is not how I saw today going. This is not how I saw this going down. You and I'll always love you, and we're gonna do this right, okay?